We're an interesting tkufa now between Tisha B'Av and Chodesh Elul. We're excited for Chodesh Elul to begin with the Tkiyas HaShofar, with L'Davar Hashem Ori. Right now we're kind of in limbo. I'm going to share with you an amazing, amazing Maaser Keach that's brought down by Rav Shor, giving some meaning to these few days left in the tkufa of Tu B'Av up until Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Maaser Keach writes that the Shemayim, the heavens above, consist of 955 rukim. There are 955 layers. And that's alluded to in the word Hashemayim. The word Hashemayim is the gematria of 955. Because after the Tuf, the Sfarim tell us the letters that get doubled, the letters that have the end of numbers, or Mem Sofit, or an end of Mem, however you call it. So after the Tuf, which is 400, then you have the end of Chaf, which is 500. After the Chaf, you have the end of Mem, which is a 600. And then you have the end of Nun, and the end of Tzadi, and the Pei. That's called the Menatzvich letters, letters that get doubled. Very important letters, but in Gematria those get further, beyond 400, 500, 600, and so on. So it comes out that the end of Mem is really 600. That gives a total to Hashemayim. The word Hashemayim equals 955, hinting at the 955 layers of the Rekia. And the Maaser Keach writes that the Malachim have the ability, they have Rishus, to go up and down these levels of the Shemayim, but only within the 900, the bottom 900. The top 55 are not able to be accessed by the Malachim. And that's what the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha. It says, Hein, Gematria 55, Hein, these 55, Lashem Elokecha. These 55, these top 55 of the Rekios are Lashem Elokecha, Shemayim Ushme Hashemayim, a reference to those 55 that are on top of the world. They're only Lashem, but not for the Malachim. The Sefer Mishneh Torah, Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu, prior to his death, he said 955 psukim, corresponding to the 955 rukim. Because it's well known that Moshe Rabbeinu's dibur had the ability to be bokeya, to break through all the different layers of rukia, up into Shemaim, above all 955. Moshe Rabbeinu's dibur had that koach. So he spoke 955 psukim, connected the 955 rukim, because that's the dibur of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was after the 900th pasuk. So 901st pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ru'u ata, you should see now, ki ani, see, now you could see me. Ani hu ve'en elokim imadi, I'm the only God, there's nothing other than me. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu reached above the 900, where Malachim couldn't go anymore. The 901st, those last 55, those Hein Lashem Elokecha. So the 901st pasuk says, now you could see it's me and nobody else. And Moshe's dibur was able to access such a high level. And that's why the Nusach of Ate Echad, which we say in Shabbos Mincha, once you say the words Yom Menucha, because that totals 55 words in that tefillah of Mincha Shabbos. And the parsha of Zachor Siyom HaShabbos HaKadosh also has 55 words. Because Dafkan Shabbos, we have the ability, each one of us, Kadosh Baruch Hu elevates us to that high point, that top 55. We're able to recognize Ata Echad v'Shimcha Echad. We can recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. Ki ani ani hu v'Elokim Imadi. We can recognize that once we get to the last 55, where Malachim cannot enter. As Dafka during these days from Tu B'Av, he saved Tu B'Av until Yom Kippur, which amounts to 55 days. Nunhei, Hein, Lashem Elokecha. Dafka for us to elevate ourselves, to get to these last 55 Rukim. Where we're near Hein, Am, Levadad Yishkon, where we are Hein, we're a nation that lives by herself, independent, where no one else could go, where no Malachim could go, certainly no Umas Olam could come. During these 55 days, as we count towards Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're in a place where no one else could come. Hein, Am Levadad Yishkon. And that's why it says, the Pnei Menachem writes, that Yom Kippur, we finally reached the 55th level, the 955th level, the highest point we could reach, where the Kohen Gadol goes to a place where no one else could go. Lefnayv Lefnim, to the Kodesh Kadashim, where the Pasuk in Achrei Mos says, V'chol Adam Lo Yeh Ba'ol Moed, no one else could be there, no man could be there other than the Kohen Gadol. And Chazal tells that not even a Malach could be there, because a Malach cannot enter these 55 Rakim, he cannot enter the Kodesh Kadashim. dafka for the Kohen Gadol and for Am Yisrael during these 55 days. And that's the idea of, as we say in the pasuk, Hein Lashem Lokecha Hashemayim Shmei Hashemayim. We should be able to internalize that these 55 days are special for us to come closer to Hashem. Hashem is ours and we are Hashem. We have this close relationship. We alone have this ability, not Malachim, not Umas, all of them, just us. So we can internalize that. We realize how special we are, how chosen we are. We commit to Hashem, prepare ourselves properly for Chodesh Elul, Rosh Yom Kippur, and if it's Slicha Mechila, true Tshuva, Slicha Mechila, Gemara, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.